I always look forward to Monday mornings at 7:40 because over the past year, we've met some really interesting entrepreneurs, business owners, some companies that have been making things here in Michigan for 100 years or more. Others are new and innovative. And joining us right now is one of those startup company heads. It's a company that's looking to help save the environment in a unique way. Joining us right now from Sleeveless in Grand Rapids, Austin Holsinger. Austin, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I'm just watching all these people drive by out the window, and I bet most of them have their morning coffee in their cup holder, and that coffee has a little cardboard sleeve to keep them from burning their fingers. And you saw that and saw an opportunity, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Well, you know, they certainly, yeah, they have their cup of coffee, and like you said, chances are it has one of many coffee sleeves on it. And yeah, I, along with some friends of mine, thought, well, this might be a way for us to change the environment, start a business, check a lot of boxes that were really important to us.
So explain how your company works and what it is that that you're looking to do.
Well, we're still in the kind of early stages of what we're doing. We've had a little bit of a roller coaster, a fun roller coaster over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. doing this thing. But we really took this coffee sleeve that I think was made famous by Starbucks, but is adopted by coffee shops all over the country now. This cardboard, really paper coffee sleeve, and we realized, you know what, your hand touches the cup in only two spots at really any given time, and maybe there's just a lot of extra paper there. So it was a simple innovation or thought that turned into an innovation. And so we ended up reducing the paper around the sleeve. It's hard to articulate over the phone, but if you just picture earmuffs, that's kind of what our sleeve design looks like. And so, you know, we leave the most paper in the two points where your hand would touch the cup. And the result is actually 35% less paper being used. And so the manufacturing process is already very streamlined. And so that's an additional 35% just less paper, period, being used, trickle down, less trees, and all the above. So,
well, and that's the thing, you know, Austin, a lot of people say, yeah, big deal. That's a little bit of paper. What difference does it make? It does make a difference, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely makes a difference. I mean, in the U.S. alone, there's the estimates anywhere from, you know, 15 to 20 billion coffee sleeves. That's what billion coffee sleeves a year are produced. And so, you know, our 35% innovation or change, or, you know, less waste, that translates to 125, 130 million pounds of paper not going in landfills every year. Also, hundreds of thousands of trees, upwards of 200,000 trees a year that are taken from our forests from around the country to make these things.
Not only are you saving trees, as I understand it, you're planting trees too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So every case, so settlement cases is standard for the industry, and with every case we sell, we work with the National Forest Foundation to plant a tree, and so they have a great program. You know, luckily for me, I mean, we do get out there and actually plant them, but that's not a daily thing. But the National Forest Foundation has a great outlet and a great way for people to kind of tie their product and their passion into some good. And so we get to plant trees with every tree we sell.
Austin, what is your pitch to a company when you go and explain to them, you know, your redesign of the coffee sleeve, what difference it would make, and what kind of reception do you get?
Well, the first pitch is it works. Trust us, it works. We tested millions of these things before we even went to market with it. And so we did a lot of user testing to make sure, hey, we're going to ask people to change kind of a very intimate part of their morning. Yeah, the coffee itself, but they're changing that sleeve and the look and the feel of everything. So, hey, it works. The second thing we talk about is kind of our mission for sustainability and why this is so important and why, you know, this is something that had gone unthought of for years and years and years. It's the simplest little thing can have a major impact. And then the third thing is pricing. It always comes into play, especially when we're talking to local businesses, which is who we love to work with. And we try and save them money too. So our sleeves are priced anywhere from 10 to 25% less than the standard. And so try and make it good across the board. That's, to me, that marks kind of real innovation or true innovation when you can kind of check all those boxes.
What is your vision for the future for this company?
I would love, I mean, it's big, lofty goals. I would love to see, you know, every car that's driving by the studio right now with a coffee that they picked up from their local coffee shop. I'd love to see them with one of our sleeves on it. Now, I think, you know, the end game would be, is the sleeve necessary? And I would get kicked right now by my co-founders for saying this, but, you know, maybe the sleeve isn't necessary, but we're just taking the right step in that direction. We're reducing it now. We're kind of conditioning ourselves to be comfortable with a little bit less and along the way doing a really great thing for not only, you know, what we have here throughout the state of Michigan and our natural resources, but in the country and the world at large.
I give you a lot of credit for identifying this problem, finding solution to it. I honestly, you know, have never really given much thought to that coffee sleeve, but they add up. I mean, just you think about your own coffee purchases over the course of a year, how many bits of paper that adds up to, and then multiply that by everybody out there buying coffee. You're right. That's a lot of trees.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's something you can't, I mean, those are numbers that I don't know about you, but for me, I cannot fathom really what those large, you know, what is 20, I mean, that's a number that I'm not that familiar with, and I can't relate it to anything, but I can read it on a piece of paper, and I get the same effect. I'm just kind of blown away.
Pretty interesting stuff. Hey, Austin, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it. If somebody wants to know more about Sleeveless, where do they connect with you on the web?
Yes, well, they can connect with us. We're sleevelesscoffee.com. We do a lot of our communicating through Instagram. No surprise there. We're kind of millennial based. I don't know if I am in that generation or not, but we do Instagram at Sleeveless Coffee. Also, you can email me, Austin@sleevelesscoffee.com. So any of those things work, you'll get me either way.
All right, another great Made in Michigan company. Austin, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.